Good Tuesday with your WTNW News Update. I'm Logan Carmichael. News 12 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Kaur says mainly dry, very hot and humid, 95 to 97. We'll get the full forecast in just a moment. The Marion County Sheriff's Department has now released the identity of a man killed on Etna Mountain on Saturday. Dispatcher said Stephen P. Craig died in the single-vehicle ATV crash. They said the call about the accident came in around 11:20 p.m. Saturday, but they had no further information on the incident. The Chattanooga Fire and Police Departments also responded to the incident. Tennessee's new state logo was named the Pork of the Year this week by an East Tennessee government watchdog group. It cost $46,000 to create the new look, which has underwhelmed critics. Now the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is refusing to accept it. The agency declined to register the logo for a trademark. The whole point of getting a Nashville design firm to create a new logo was the state couldn't trademark the old one that was based on the state flag. But the patent office says the new version is primarily geographically descriptive. In other words, it's too close to the Tennessee label people already use to describe Tennessee products. The governor's office says it isn't unusual for the patent office to negotiate changes in trademark requests. Tennessee has 6 months to convince them to accept the new logo. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation released its annual study into the volume and type of crime on school campuses in Tennessee on Monday. The study, School Crime 2012 to 2014, utilizes data collected by the TBI in 2012, 13, and 14 through the Tennessee Incident-Based Reporting System. Among the report's findings, from 2012 to 2014, a total of 30,232 offenses, which included 21,813 victims, were reported by Tennessee law enforcement agencies. Overall, the number of offenses occurring in schools have decreased 14, that's 4% during the study's time frame. Simple assault was the most frequently reported offense, accounting for 35.4% of reported incidents. Females accounted for 52.9% of total victims. The largest percentage of reported offenses in schools occurred between 8 a.m. and 11:59 a.m. TBI Director Mark Gwynn says he hopes the study will assist law enforcement, school administrators, and government officials in planning their efforts to fight against crime and continue to create an awareness that crime exists as a threat in our communities. In sports, we're less than five full weeks away. Monday, July 27th, players and coaches in the greater Chattanooga area and across the state will put on full pads and helmets for the first official day of practice leading up to the 2015 prep football season. Some of the oldest programs in the state, including Marion County, South Pittsburgh, Howard, McCauley, and Baylor, along with first-year Tennessee Christian Prep in Cleveland, will hit the field for one or two a day's practices, preparing for the opening night, the third full weekend in August. For the latest local news anytime 24/7, click MarionCountyMessenger.com. I'm Logan Carmichael, WTNW News.